Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV and welcome to your Liverpool Daily News. I am Paul Machin, I'm joined by Bailey Shaw for this one. Hi Bailey.
Hello Paul.
You good?
I'm hot.
Yeah, how are you feeling? You didn't make it into work yesterday?
Not good.
Interesting.
I had Monday night drinks, which is never a wise thing.
Just to let you know before we plan with everything we've got, basically a show dedicated to Liverpool shooting down every existing transfer rumour, which should be fun. But this video was brought in partnership with One Football and their fantastic footballing app. Those of you who watch on my channel will know that I also have a partnership with them. They are excellent. It is an integral part of how I interact with football and how I get all of my news. Obviously, you've got Red Men News. You've got the upcoming Red Men News channel as well. But I'll level with you. We get a lot of our stories from One Football. There's a link in the description underneath. You can go through and download it. So if you want transfer stuff, you want in-depth tactical analysis, if you want live match day centres, teams, all of that kind of stuff, it is all covered by the One Football app. And yes, they've been partnering with us for a year now and they are a very, very good partner indeed. So yes, please do go and check it out. The link, as I say, is in the video description. Go download it and let us know how you're getting on with the app in the comments section underneath as well. If you download it, it makes us look good. Who doesn't want to make us look good? Weirdos, that too.
Footballers as well, by the looks of it.
Right, we're going to dive into it then. Melissa Reddy has been tweeting, Bailey, and what has she been tweeting?
She's been poo-pooing the Nicolas Pepe rumours. I think, not I specifically, but this is like the sixth time we've been linked with him and somebody smashed it down.
Yeah.
We're not linked, but she said that we've had no talks with Lil over Nicolas Pepe and everything that's been reported recently are pure lies. No meetings or discussions of any sort have taken place. And Michael Edwards personally got in touch with the Lille manager, Christophe Galtier, earlier this month to say there's zero interest.
Is that not... Is that not a conflicting report? Because if we've had no meetings or discussions of any sort, how can Michael Edwards have personally got in touch with the Lille manager to express his thing?
It makes me laugh that Michael Edwards just personally rang him up and said, oh, hello, mate, yeah, I don't want him. I'm ringing up actually to tell you why I don't ever want him. Don't call me ever.
We said this last summer. This is how you know who Liverpool are in for. It's a process of elimination.
Yeah.
You work out who Liverpool aren't in for and then work out who's left. Yeah. And that's who Liverpool might be genuinely interested in. But, you know, there's probably been the two strongest rumours. Another one we'll come on to in a minute is the Bruno Fernandes stuff. And once again, Liverpool. Now, this doesn't feel to me like Liverpool denying the Virgil van Dijk stuff.
Yeah.
That was far too concrete. We knew because there was proper leaks on that. There's no concrete sources. I'm not hearing any leaks. And Liverpool are coming out and saying that it's pure lies. It's a very, very strong standpoint. They could have just come out and said, no.
No comment.
Or we're just not interested. But I suspect that puts an end to the Pepe stuff.
I imagine so. I mean, I had this conversation with Steve upstairs and he was saying Arsenal's transfer policy, whether they are in for a player or not, is they send the same sort of bulk text out and say, we're not interested, we refuse to comment. Mm-hmm. We're not going to, they've always done that. Whereas with us, it seems our stance for or against is always, we're not signing anybody. And obviously we saw it with Alisson, we saw it with Van Dijk, but like you say, this looks sort of night and day, like we're just not interested in the guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to move on, we're going to talk a little bit more about those other rumours, players will be linked with us, and news of a future home for a former Red. But we do have the Red Men News channel, we're plugging this, and we're going to continue to plug this until it launches officially on the 8th. Of July. Monday the 8th is the time when this show moves over to that brand new channel. Make sure you subscribe for all of your daily news and insight regarding everything in Liverpool, not just transfer bollocks, which is largely what we've been covering for days and days and days, but also anything that's interesting, anything that's happening in and around the Liverpool scene. Keep up to date with all of that. Go over to the channel. Once again, in the description, there'll be a pinned comment as well, and we'll annotate to the channel at the end of this video. So yeah, other than that, there'll be a proper URL for it coming soon, but other than that, go over there, get subscribed.
We'll close like a real nice. Real live subscribe.
Go on. Bing. I do the
bang.
Click the.
Do you want the bell as well, do you?
There you go. That's all you got to do. Click subscribe. Click the notification bell.
Just unsubscribe.
Yeah, hold on.
Brilliant. Don't unsubscribe. Don't follow what Bailey's just done there. Right.
Are you ready, Tom?
Live subscribe.
Bang.
Notification bell ticked. That's not one.
Bang again.
Ticked. Perfect. Nailed it. Look at that. Perfect. Perfect representation of what you should do. Closing in on 6,000. We've set the target of 10,000 subscribers by Monday the 8th. So if you're watching this and you like these shows and you want to be make sure that you still have them in your life coming the 8th of July, it's completely free. We always talk about the RedmenTV.com. Separate thing. This is just another YouTube channel. We're moving this content over to a separate channel. There is a long-winded explanation behind it, but just trust me, I've been doing this a long time. There's a good reason for it. You're going to enjoy it. Get involved. Moving on then, Bailey, we have got, yes, I say that more on the Pepe stuff. Yeah. This is where it comes from, the pure lies. I like the fact that it's just any excuse to get a picture of Craig Bailey on there. Craig Bailey makes the case that Atletico and France, Antoine Griezmann, we just want Liverpool need to challenge Man City further next season. Isn't it great being a football pundit? Must be great. I've met Craig Bailey. He's far less of a bell-ending person than he appears on TV.
Right.
But you go on American TV, and you just spout some biff.
Just throw a name and something.
And no one goes,
what are you on about?
Either duh or what are you on about, mate? And then they pick up the fat paycheck and they go along. But I would be made up. I'll be made up for that. But yeah, if you want more on the stuff from Melissa Reddy that we talked about in the tweet, you can get over to her article on ESPN. Please do. And check out me and Mel. We're on the press box this week on LFC TV. I love Mel a bit. She's great. And you should be hanging off every word that she writes.
Yes, she's fantastic. This is just... As you were saying, as you said earlier, you know, we've been linked to Nicolas Pepe and Bruno Fernandes. This is an article in the Echo that we're talking about what are sort of Liverpool's transfer plans this summer. And he was saying links to Pepe, Fernandes, and earlier, obviously, in the season, De Ligt, excited us as fans, but the Reds have no plans to move for any of the trio, especially despite the odds being slashed on Portugal international midfielder Fernandes, which happened a couple of days ago, which sent a lot of people into meltdown. So it's very much shutting the door on everything sort of instantly, isn't it, at the minute? And I don't know. I don't know whether to make this as, you know, this is just our stance this summer, or we genuinely are not in for anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Really interesting stuff from Paul Gorse there on the Liverpool Echo website, and just that, you know, it kind of expands on the thing that we discussed, Chris discussed yesterday, that we're obviously very, very close to 17-year-old Sepp Vandenberg, mm-hmm. who made 16 appearances for PEC Zwolle in the Eredivisie last term. Any Dutch people, how did I do on the pronunciation there? Let me know. But there was talk that there might be a medical today on this, and this is looking pretty good, because we're meant to be beating off a number of a host mm-hmm. of big clubs. So yeah, I'm made up with that. We've just recorded a show, actually, Chris and I, looking at Liverpool's squad depth, and I don't know whether, I mean, look, he's going to go into the academy, he's going to go into the under-23 setup. It's too soon for him, really. But I think the problem we've got is our age. We've got the perfect ages for centre-backs. Virgil van Dijk is in his prime. Lovren's just starting to get towards the top end of his prime, but so be it. Matip's in his prime, and Gomez is just about to start coming into his prime years. And then you've got, down the far end, you've got Keanu Hoover, who's only 16, 17. Yeah. So it makes sense for us. There's no pressing need, unless you're just going to be silly and go and spend £100 million on De Ligt just because you can.
Yeah.
There's no need. So starting to pick up the next best lads. Yeah. So in 2 or 3 years' time, when van Dijk's getting towards the end of his peak, we've got the next generation lined up. Makes perfect sense.
You hit the nail on the head there. And like I say, it says here in the article that it was only 2015 that we signed Joe Gomez. And obviously 4 years later, he's in the first team now. Yeah. I think you're right. You know, we've got the big centre-half signing that we made in Van Dijk. And he's there to teach and coach these younger players. And hopefully when the sad day comes that he has to retire or move on, we've got those young players, especially their Dutch as well. So yeah. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. And then moving on then, this is from the Mail by Tom Farmery. Definitely a made-up name. Liverpool turned down the chance to sign Atletico Madrid star Marcus Llorente from City rivals Real. Joined Atletico last week. He was offered to a number of Premier League clubs by his agent, Liverpool, Chelsea and Spurs. All Leeds have been sounded out. Jürgen Klopp didn't think, however, there was any need for him at Liverpool. This is where we're at.
Yeah.
This is where we're at. This is not news. This is the absence of news.
Yeah, filling a hole.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit desperate, that, isn't it? But I love that. It's like, Lorenzo Llorente's agent and his uncle, Julio. So the 24-year-old was offered to Liverpool before he joined it. Like, I mean, and then they said it's believed that Chelsea and Spurs. So they've just thrown together as many names as possible into this to try and drive some clicks.
Yeah, he's a DM brilliant. As well. So they offered it to Liverpool, who just signed a DM last year. Tottenham, who are, which is fair enough, because obviously they're getting Ndombele. And Chelsea, who've got Kante. So it's like, right, sure.
So he said he contacted several clubs to let them know what had happened. The conversation that Zidane and Marcus had, Julio Llorente told Cadena SER. One of them was Liverpool, but Marcus' position was covered and it wasn't a priority.
Why offer him there?
Brilliant. Well, there you go.
You don't know anything about football.
Don't shoot, you don't. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take as an agent. He's done his job there, hasn't he? And Bailey, do you want to wrap us up with some really, really interesting actual transfer news?
Somebody has picked up Alberto Moreno, somebody who's not bad either as a football team. Apparently, Villarreal are looking to take him, obviously, as he's now a free agent. What do you make of that?
Are you shocked? No. To be fair, we were laughing before, saying we thought he goes back to Sevilla. I thought he'd get a decent club, to be honest. I think he's largely disliked, isn't he? And I'm glad that he got that little moment in the sun at the end, you know, like so many of our players celebrating the European Cup. He's fine. I never hated Alberto Moreno. I do blame him for a terrible performance in the Europa League final. But he put in some good performances for us. He put some bad ones in. Mm. You get better. You buy players, you try them out, you prove that you're better than them, you move on. Yeah. If we didn't have the best left back in world football, this would bother me a load more, because it's a shame to let a 26-year-old lad, you know, who's looked by all accounts, we signed him for £12 million.
Yeah.
And we've let him go on a free. That's not good business. But what we've done there is we've just allowed ourselves the opportunity to have a bit of cover to let Robertson grow. Yep. Moreno being at that club is part of the reason why Robertson's become the player he is. So fair play to him. I honestly thought he'd end up at like an Arsenal or something, to be honest.
Really?
So Villarreal's a decent club for him to end up at. Just draw your attention to, we've got a couple of great shows on the RedmenTV.com. Chris and I just recorded the squad depth analyzer. There's a massive wall behind Tom, which you won't be able to see, but it's got every Liverpool player in the squad, and we worked out where Liverpool needs to strengthen by going through some scenarios of who to sell, who to move around, who to promote from the academy. Really, really interesting shows. That'll be coming up this week. We've done the transfer shows on Monday, and there's one coming up on Friday, and the summer football show is being recorded today, hosted by Steve Hall. Every angle of Liverpool Football Club is covered by us. If you want the stuff that we're touching upon in these shows and podcasts, then you can get them in more depth and detail on both a Monday and on a Friday. It's completely free to sign up, so get involved. Tom, you got a couple of comments for us before we go.
Yeah, you talk about the squad depth stuff. Bam Mosey says, I think Pepe will be a great signing to allow us to rotate and cope with injuries to Mane/Salah.
Spoke
a bit about that.
Agreed, yeah. But the thing is, I think Liverpool's stance there was so unequivocal that I would just forget Pepe even exists. I wouldn't even worry about him in any way, shape or form. I agree. I think that Liverpool do need some depth. We've got decent depth. Look, I think Origi's proved himself. The fact that Firmino came off in the Champions League final for Divock Origi and I didn't even, not a bead of sweat formed on my forehead in any way, shape or form in that. Shaqiri's fine, and I'm so excited to see Ryan Brewster.
Yeah.
But Liverpool, I think Liverpool would be in a much healthier position if they went and bought a proper versatile guy who can play nine, left, right, who scores goals, who's 23, 24 years old, would make me feel loads more relaxed.
I agree, mate. I'm of the stance that I'm happy with our forward options, and like you, I really, really am excited to see Ryan Brewster, but I just get the vibe that, you know, because we are saying no to this Pepe stuff, this Bruno Fernandes stuff, we're just not in the market for these expensive players. And as we've said before, Liverpool transfer policy is always 2 years in advance. Hence, I think this Van der Berg? Yeah, Van der Berg guys makes sense. You know, are you bringing early and you develop? I don't know if we're going to see a marquee signing, to be honest. And as much as everybody would want one and it makes the club better, I can also see why Liverpool don't want to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom?
Turn my mic on. Michael Walker, I think he's talking about Bruno Fernandes. He says, watched him on YouTube and he looked decent, but so did Usama Asaidi.
I always talk about that. The amount of players, it's funny, players that you think are rubbish, watch them on YouTube and they look boss. Players that you think are boss, watch them on YouTube, they look boss. Nobody ever really looks rubbish at football on YouTube. So, but the point is that there are some players that go beyond that. Bruno Fernandes, clearly a very, very good footballer.
Definitely.
And there's a very simple barometer for these. Who are the clubs who are linked with them? If you're getting linked to mid and lower table Premier League clubs, then you can sort of take a little bit of that. If you're being constantly linked with the top, with clubs in the top four, then it is what it is.
Yeah.
Liverpool, it feels barely like if we're going to make a signing, it's going to be someone that we've not heard of up until this point.
Yeah, I can see that, mate, and I can I agree with you there. For me, I think we're waiting for pre-season. I think we're going to assess the likes of Kent, Wilson, Brewster in pre-season. Obviously, we don't have any of our front three available because of the Copa America and the AFCON. For me, I feel like it's going to be Klopp's going to see what's available to him and give these guys a chance and see and say, you know, prove to me I don't need to go into the market. Because I agree that I think he knows he probably needs another forward since Sturridge is gone. But Brewster is that guy for him, I think. But if it comes to it and he's not at the level, maybe that's the kicker to force him to buy.
Well, this is the thing, you know, we're going to see a front three, a lot of front threes of Origi, Brewster, Shaqiri, you might see Oxlade-Chamberlain pushed into that in pre-season. We're going to have a clear idea. And I just don't think there's any rush. There's money there to spend. There's a squad that is already better than it was last season just for the experiences that it's had and the inclusion of the younger lads who can bolster what we've got. I don't think if Liverpool are going to move, it's going to be the right player on the right.
Yeah, deal. And you got to remember we're not the sort of the outlier here. Nobody in the top six yet has made a significant signing. You know, if United have signed Daniel James and Wan-Bissaka is in
and
the
you've
pipeline,
got is it a Ndombele
to Spurs?
It looks like a big one, but you're right. Very early doors in the whole thing. Right, we're going to wrap up there. Thank you very much to everyone who has watched the video, who has listened to the podcast, and who subscribed to anything that we've talked about on the many things we've talked about. As mentioned, again, go to theredmentv.com. There's the interview with Aya Hendo and Ox there, which you can check out, which is brilliant. There's more stuff from that to come in the coming weeks as well, so stay tuned for all that. Make sure you download the One Football app and go and subscribe to the Red Men News channel on YouTube. You got all that? I'm sure you'll have. You're all wonderful, brilliant, intelligent people. We'll be back with more news at 12:30, promise, tomorrow. Ta-da.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.